What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. Tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Hi there. It's a Saturday, and I'm doing the program live. Actually, I'm probably going to do the program live on Saturday for the next couple of Saturdays. I had a very, very dear friend suggest the idea that I do my program along with Facebook Live. So I'm not doing that today, but I actually think I'm going to work toward that sometime in the next couple of weeks where I'm actually doing it live. Now, the thing about doing it live, it means I can't do my radio program in my bathrobe. I'm not in my bathrobe right now. I'm in my Saturday cleaning house clothes, but there are times that I do the radio program and I'm in my bathrobe. And then there are other times that I have gotten all ready for the day at the crack of dawn and you know, but there are some days I do the show in the bathrobe. So just saying. So on a Facebook Live day, I can't be doing the show, you know, that way. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 205 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 205. Who's this?
Hello, Mama. This is Sean.
Oh, hi, Sean. What's your question?
I was interested in getting my CDL, and I've been having some problems getting into a certified CDL school within my state, one that is not tied to a company.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know, what do you see for us that happening for me?
Let's see. Okay. And forgive me, I don't know what kind of school this is. What kind of school is this?
It's to get a commercial driver license to drive a tractor trailer combination.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Here's the – now, you know what? That's a great opportunity for you to actually create a trucking school down the road, just so that it can be an independent and people can get accredited without then driving for that company, right? But according to what this is saying here is that the only way that you're going to be able to do it is to actually agree to employment afterward. And I think what happens is, don't they charge you for the school and then you sort of pay it off by working for them?
Yes, some of them will say it's free and then you will work for them, but you won't get paid what you could get paid if you was like independent or free agent.
Yeah, see, it's almost saying like, and I did the big sigh here. There is a man that can help you do this. He might be an independent trucker himself that could teach you how to do it, and then really all you have to do is then pass the driving test, right?
Right.
Okay, so what I'm getting here instead is that you're either going to have to do the way you don't want to do it, which is working for probably, you know, two-thirds or half of what you'd normally make if you went through a trucking school to do this, or the cards are suggesting, and my gut is suggesting here, that that you could actually hire a man as a consultant to help you do this. So this is a guy that he might have been or might already be a trainer at a school, or he might already drive a truck. So you might know somebody who already drives a truck that could teach you how to do it. But what I would look for is, instead of going to the trucking school thing, I would look and see if there's any government or community programs that would teach you how to do it.
Okay, I did go and try to get some help through the government program, but they want, like, my life history and a bunch of other things that I would need to qualify and test, and I just kind of looked at it and, like, took a deep breath and was like, isn't that worth all that?
Okay, so I want to tell you a little story because you're making me think of it, and I wanted to share it with you, okay? So when I decided to be a professional intuitive reader, right, when I decided to do this professionally, what made me delay for a couple of years to do it was the fact that in Las Vegas, for you to do this legally, you have to get what's called the psychic arts license, okay? So people that do any kind of energy work or palmistry or hypnosis or tarot card readings or anything like that are supposed to have a license that's called the psychic arts license. It's a specific license, okay? But it is a big pain in the watusi to get it, all right? They look at everything. So it's not a test of your psychic ability. Just like this, what they're asking you for is not a test of you being a good or a bad person. It's just they want to make sure that you're you, and in my case, that you haven't taken little old ladies for their life savings. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what it is, what the psychic arts license is, in essence, is a criminal background investigation, which is exactly what the government's asking you for. It's a criminal background check. That's what they're looking for. So it took me 2 years to finally decide to go through the rigorous process of getting this license. Well, I've had the license now since 2002, all right? But the nice thing about it is that any of the high roller events that I get booked for here at the casinos, they don't have a problem booking me because I have this license. It's almost as extensive as a gaming license. So instead of fighting that, I want you to be open to it. But what I'm getting is that if you're open to the process and that this is what you really want to do because you like driving and you like listening to books on CD and all of that, then what I'm getting here is that there's a man that facilitates this that helps you through this. And his description is he's kind of tall and lanky. He's got brown hair and blue eyes. But he's kind of slender, and he's kind of a quiet guy. but this is the guy that's going to help you through this. So instead of digging your heels in and going, holy crap, I don't know where I was living when I was 18, I want you to actually go through all your tax returns and fill out the whole application and go for it. Because here's the thing, is what I'm getting is that if you can do it that way, then once you start actually driving, you can make the kind of money that you want to make. You see?
The only thing that I'm really nervous about is that they ask for a transcript from high school, and I don't have one.
Well, that's not your fault.
Because I made it to the 12th, but I didn't get my diploma, so I didn't know if that would disqualify me. That's the only thing that makes me nervous.
Sweetheart. No, honey, that's not going to disqualify you. So you reach out to your high school and you say, I need a transcript. And, oh, by the way, I only need to take a few more classes to get my GED or graduate. Did you get your GED?
No, I didn't. But I could have, but I just gave up. I give up on everything.
Okay, sweetie, I got to tell you that this is a big test for you, and there's a reason you're calling me. See, I don't believe in accidents, okay? So here's the thing, is that first I want to tell you a story. I got to tell you the story, okay? Again, it's a story, but you need to know about it. So,
yes,
so
ma'am.
Someone that's very, very dear to me ended up getting pregnant when she was 17 and quit high school, okay? She had the baby, and then she was looking for a job. She met another guy, got pregnant again, married that guy, ended up having that child. So she basically had two children by two different fathers, no high school diploma, right? But she decided that she was going to be a corrections officer because if she worked for the corrections department for, say, 25 or 30 years, she could retire with a nice chunk of money every month, still be young enough to enjoy her life, right? So
yes.
She actually got her GED. She got her GED. And ended up getting hired as a correctional officer and worked for the corrections department for 25, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Is now retired.
Okay. Wow.
But I'm telling you, she had a lot of the stuff piled against her, and she turned it around. She turned it around.
Okay.
So here's the thing, is that we get this lifetime, all right? And I got to tell you this. When someone hits about 27 or 28 years old, there's usually a shift where they finally realize that the world is not going to give them what they want on a silver platter, right? If they want something, they're going to have to do the work to do it. So when you switch to the idea that you're being divinely guided by the universe and the universe is guiding you toward what you most want, and you do this process, you get the transcripts, and then you in your most open, humble way, you say to whoever's in charge, I didn't finish high school, but here are my transcripts. You tell them. And here's the thing,
okay.
Is I actually think that if you were to study for the GED, you could probably get that done in a couple of months. So I think I'd like you to make the goal of having your GED before August of this year. Because then all the things that seem to be resistant to you, well, not all of them, but many of the things that are resistant to you fall away because you have a comparable to high school education by having the GED. And then it opens up a whole world of things. Now, if I could actually choose a career for you, the career I would choose for you right now, and you're going to think I'm nuts for bringing it up, would be to go into the military. So go into the Navy or the Army or the Air Force. Because what other employer trains you, clothes you, feeds you, houses you, and pays you? What other employer out there does that? So, the thing is that the thing that holds you back from going that direction is your GED. So if you get your GED, and then they train you to do something. So you could be a logistics person that helps with the trucking connected with the Army or the Navy or the Air Force. You could be a purchasing agent, which is the person that goes through and makes sure all the supplies are there for all the, you know, all the other soldiers. But I'm telling you that there's a whole huge world that opens for you once you get the GED. So the more important thing is get the GED.
get the GED before I apply for the grant for the trucking?
No, I want you to apply for the grant for the trucking too.
And get the GED.
Yes. Here's the thing.
Okay.
The busier you are, the better. And remember, there's an old saying, idle hands are the devil's playground.
Right.
Okay.
So I will definitely go try Monday, and then I will be try to get some books or something where I can study for that GED.
Okay. Here's the thing, is that there are people out there that will help you do this.
Okay.
There are agencies out there that will help you do this. So here's what I would like you to do is after we get off the phone, I want you to dial, actually hang up, get the dial tone and dial 211, all right? 211 is the local community helpline in every city, all right? And you ask them, hey, I almost got through all of 12th grade, and I want to find out how I can get my GED, all right? So you start by talking to somebody that can maybe answer that question. If not, you jump on Google, because you know how to do Google, and you say how to get a GED. And you can even, when you're calling for your transcripts from your high school, ask whoever you talk to, hey, I was never able to finish my 12th grade. How do I get my GED? Can you tell me?
Okay.
Because I'm telling you, you get that, and everything starts to open for you. Because first, you feel proud of yourself for completing it, and that makes a huge difference.
Okay, I do.
All right, which is exactly what we want.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, sweetheart, thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I'll be right back.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 916. I bet this is Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Mona. Thank you very much.
Oh, sure. So you have a question for me today?
I went to orientation on Thursday, and
yes.
I found out it's not a call center job. It's data entry with just a few calls outbound once in a while. So I hope I meet their expectations. I don't have any experience in that, really, other than a few little things on the call for my call center job. Training starts Monday, 7 to 3:30 for 2 weeks. I hope I make it. And also, I did send an email to my recruiter asking if I could take some time off on Friday the 31st for an appointment. I alluded to a medical appointment, but it's testing for City of Sacramento.
Okay.
As a safety net for me.
Right. Well,
so,
here's the thing. Don't do any of this the hard way, girl. Here's what I'm getting. Is that I don't think you're going to have a problem with the job that you're starting training for on Monday. I don't think that's going to be a problem at all. And there's a card
okay.
here that talks about they will ultimately recognize the vast experience you bring to the table. And it's, I want you just to be pleasant to everybody. And I also want you, by the end of that first week, I want you to see if there's anyone willing to carpool with you. So this would be somebody, in other words, somebody that you can get a ride to work every day. Because I'm actually more worried about that than I'm worried about the job.
Okay.
So what I would do is I would actually ask if there's anybody that lives sort of near you and that if you could pay them, you know, $20 or $25 a week for gas, if they would pick you up and take you home every day.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's the thing I would most want you to do. And then as far as the appointment on Friday, is that you can, if you already asked for the day off, then you can't call in sick. All right. So the thing is that if it turns out that that you can't get the day off, which I don't think is going to be a problem, by the way, is that this is an appointment you've had set up before you started this job, and you just say, I've had this appointment set up since before I started this job, and it's very difficult to get this appointment. None of that's a lie. Okay.
Right.
All of that is the truth. And then you say, I will be in late. I will be in after the appointment. I'll be, but I really need to keep this appointment.
Yeah, I want to work the first half of the day and then go.
Yeah, that's
fine.
You should be fine.
And because I want the city of Sacramento, because then I'll be in their pool for a full year, and
I
want that as a safety net backup.
Well, and if you can work for the city of Sacramento with your background, then this is a job you can stay at till you retire.
It's a 311 job. Yes.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be awesome for you to have that job. Seriously. So, my darling, you have to keep that appointment. You have to keep that appointment.
I know I do.
So you need to say, I don't think it's going to be a problem, sweetie. Stop. Okay, I want to tell you a phrase. Are you ready for this phrase?
Yes, ma'am.
Stop borrowing trouble.
Okay.
In other words, when we worry about the past, it's depression. When we worry about the future, it's like praying for what we don't want.
I understand.
Okay,
I
so
understand.
We stop. You've already asked for the time off. And then when you have to leave, you say, well, you know, I have to leave for my appointment. Thank you so much. And assume that it's okay. Because anybody that's working a regular job that has a doctor's appointment or any other appointment, they leave when they need to leave. And the thing is that, and you say, thank you so much. I will be back Monday. You know, I'll see you then. I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Okay.
All right, gal pal.
Thank God.
Lots of hugs. See you later.
So you think they'll say yes?
Why? Okay. Sweetie, don't borrow trouble.
Okay.
I want you to assume that it's okay.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thank you. See you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
See you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lena. How are you?
I'm sorry. I can barely hear you. Whatever environment you're in is incredibly noisy. Can you get to a quieter place?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask you about the job situation. I had lost my job this week.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I wanted to see what you think about some. I have an interview on Monday, a part-time position. I thought maybe something could lead to full-time, or just keep looking or something. I don't know. I just wanted to see.
Okay, so I want to tell you that this last job wasn't a good fit anyway. So you need to look at it like you're being divinely guided, because according to what I'm seeing here, you are. When you go interview for the part-time job, I want you to be incredibly enthusiastic, because this is actually saying it's a very good job that will lead to full-time.
Mm-hmm.
It will lead to full-time. So when you get in there and you get trained and you get the job, and then you say, look, if you need any extra hours from me, I'm available. And then you start learning after you get kind of the understanding of the job, you start learning other things or being available for other things. It's saying that within 7 weeks, it goes from part-time to full-time.
Oh, wow. That's terrific.
So I'm just telling you that it is all going in the right direction. You just need to go in with the idea, thank you so much for meeting with me, because what it's saying is that you're in some full-time job within 7 weeks that you're at for a long time. So whether
really?
It's this job that goes part-time to full-time, or you take the part-time job and then you find another job that actually hires you right out full-time,
mm-hmm.
it's saying that within 7 weeks you're in a full-time job that you're going to be at for a few years.
Oh, that's terrific, because that's what
I
want.
So,
I want stability.
But what I'm getting is that you really do have the opportunity to spring forward here, and that we didn't really like the last job anyway, so I'm looking at this as a big blessing all the way around.
Oh, definitely. I was unhappy from day one.
So there you go. You didn't like it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Gal, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here. Well, I've got somebody here who has – so you're sort of this anonymous caller because I don't know what area code you're calling from. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who's this?
Hi, this is Anshul.
Oh, hi, Anshul. What's your question for me today?
It's regarding career. I have just changed my job and moved out of country.
Okay.
So – I would like to get guidance on how stable it is going to be. Or do you see any change happen?
Okay, there's a woman here that's going to help facilitate your next job. So when you moved out of the country, did you already go to a new job or you're still looking?
I didn't get you.
Okay, when you moved out of the country, did you find a new job or are you still looking?
I had given an interview, but it didn't materialize. I mean, it was not closed. By this time, I got this other job, and I joined that.
Oh, okay. So you do have a job at where you're working now, or where you're living now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Because what the cards are saying here is that this next year and a half is about you deciding what it is you really want to do with your career. There's a very, very helpful woman here who is incredibly gracious. She knows more than you do. And so it's saying here that you need to allow her to lead you into your career in some way. But this woman she's very smart. She probably speaks 4 languages. She is... there's a graciousness and a beauty about her, but it's not a romantic or sexual attraction. It is just somebody that she knows more than you do, and you need to relax into the idea of allowing her to guide you and train you, because she is the way to the job, the career that you really want. So if that woman is around you now, which I think she is, there's a woman that you work with now that I want you to become very good work friends with.
Mm-hmm. Not
and
really.
She's,
no one.
There's no women that work around you?
No.
Okay. Well, then this is a woman that you meet that is outside of the job that guides you to a new career.
Okay.
But what it's saying here, and I know this is going to sound like an unusual vibration or an unusual way for you to approach this, but it's saying pay attention to any women around you that seem to have a position of authority. So any woman that's a manager, any woman that's a supervisor, pay attention, because what it's saying here is that she is the guide for you to have the career that you want.
Okay.
Now, part of what you need to do is let go of the past connected with your new environment.
Mm-hmm.
You need to use the experience for your benefit, but nothing from the past is going to benefit you moving forward. What it's saying is the bigger the change for you, the more beneficial it is. The bigger the change, the better it is for you. But keep your eyes out for this woman, because she's in a position of authority. She's a manager. She's an owner. She's somebody that's in a position that if you pay attention to her and allow her to guide you and act as your mentor, the career that you've always wanted will happen because of this woman.
Okay.
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 So in other words,
thank you.
Give women a little bit more attention than you normally do in a professional way.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by...
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm back. Hey, I just want to let you know the reason I replayed the 9-day energy reset little commercial there is because the best days to start the 9-day energy reset are on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. The reason you do that is it vibrates to the number 1. So in numerology, the 1, the 1st, the 10th, the 19th vibrate to the number 1, and that's the best day to start the ritual because each day sort of has a protocol that goes along with the numerology day of the month. And usually within 9 days, something amazing happens. So there's always a shift. So I'm going to go to area code 630. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Oh, hi, Lisa. What's your question for me today?
Yeah, so I was having some kind of serious health problems. I was going through a lot of trauma. Both my parents died and issues with the family. It was, like, really bad. So I was going to maybe need an operation. And then I got testing done. And then things have really calmed down for me. I'm taking care of myself properly. I'm feeling a lot better. I'm just wondering, like, what you see coming up when I see the doctor. Like, do you think things are more stable now for me? Or am I going to have more tests?
My vibration, my feeling, my gut reaction to your circumstances is telling me that you're being shown the things that are in your control and the things that are not in your control. Okay? And it's always how we react to the things that seem to not be in our control that's probably the most profound and the most, dare I say, karmic. Okay? But what it's saying here is that you finally got disciplined enough to pay attention to what's going on with you. You finally got disciplined
instead
to do
of
that.
Other people. Exactly.
Exactly.
It was always other people. And I was hurting. It was affecting me like this is like serious stuff for my health now.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So now this is even more magnified if you're an Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini.
I'm not.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm just telling you that this is talking about the power of your mind. Okay? So Aquarians, Libra, and Geminis, they are the mind space. Okay? And what it's saying here for you is that you have to keep culling away and getting rid of the things in your mind that are like poison to you.
Exactly.
A friend of mine named it as stinking thinking. Okay?
Yeah.
So you have to get rid of anything like that. What's interesting here is that even though this time period feels like it's uncomfortable for you, it actually feels like the pile of crap that's being thrown at you right now is actually fertilizer. I recently posted on...
It's like it's not bothering me anymore because I know it's going to be in my favor in the end. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, it's like I have this attitude that if there's a pile of crap, I'm going to look for the cow. I'm going to look for the cow in the pile. I'm going to see if there's anything mooing in the pile of crap. I'm looking for the cow, all right? So what it's saying here for you is that you have a card here of what's called pure potential. So in my deck, it's called no-thingness. In other words, it's the gap between one thing and the next thing. It's also an indication of pure potential and connection with the divine, all right? In traditional tarot, this card is called the Pope or the Hierophant. And when that card's upright, it means that you have to go through rules and regulations. You're taught that you have to go through rules and regulations to get a connection with the universe or with God, all right? But you have this card in the exact right way, which is reversed, which means that your connection with the divine is a direct connection, that you don't need somebody else's protocol or the written word to connect with God. Or the universe is the connection already here.
I just need to tap into myself and talk to him directly.
Right.
That's what it
but
is.
But having said that to you, because you are have been a no, I can do it myself person, instead of allowing people to help you, the universe dumped a bunch of crap on you of things that were out of your control that you couldn't help with. You see? So now you are being shown how to be in the mode of being receptive. So you have this card that talks about the angels are trying to guide you. And all you have to do is be grateful for the guidance. That's all you have to do. Every morning you wake up and say, Lord, I'm grateful for the guidance. Universe, I'm grateful for the guidance. Because
Let people help me finally. Let them. They want to help me now. Let them do it.
Now, here's the thing, is that because you're so picky about how people help you, I need you to relax that expectation, okay? So if someone brings you over a casserole of something and there's frickin' green bell peppers in it and you hate green bell peppers, you don't say, I hate green bell peppers. You say, oh, my God, thank you so much. This was so thoughtful of you, okay? So you look at the gesture. You don't look at the details.
Okay.
Because
keep on getting out the crap. Anything poison, absolutely get out as fast as you can.
Right, right. So,
because I can't even stay around it for a minute. I'm so beyond that. You know what I mean? Like, I know exactly what it is. And I just, you know, there's a lot of people that are crazy now. Just get away from it as much as you can.
Okay, so here's
do you think I might
wait, back
year?
Up.
Okay.
Back up. There was one more thing I wanted to say to you is, the commercial that I played right before I took your call is something called 9-Day Energy Reset, okay? It's on my website, which is www.mona.vegas. It is a Kindle ritual that you download on either your phone or your iPad, and if you don't have the Kindle software, you can download that for free. It's going to cost you $4.95 to download this guide, all right? It is a 9-day ritual that you start on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. And because of everything that you've been going through in the last, especially the last 2 months, I want you to do this ritual so that you can see that the universe, that God, that the angels are actually here to support you to move forward. And it is a vibration of being magnetic and receptive. And that's exactly what you need to do starting on the 1st of April for 9 days.
Okay.
So invest the $4.95 to download it and then read about the supplies and the requirements and the preparation you need to do before the 1st. And then start it on the 1st.
Okay, so you think if I help train my mind, I'm going to get better and better, and,
okay,
and actually my medical problem might go away a little bit?
Here's the thing. I'm not a physician, and what I tell you does not take the place of a physician. But if you follow these guides and also the advice of your physician, you are going to feel 100% better after 9 days, starting on the 1st. I'm just telling you, there's something about this that is beyond rational thinking. And I'm not telling you to not listen to your physician. I totally want you to listen to your physician. I'm just asking you to enhance that advice by following this 9-day energy reset starting on the 1st.
Well, I'm going to be getting consults anyways. I mean, this is not – he's not the tell-all answer anyways. But I'm going to take care of this problem and make sure I monitor it because it's an ongoing thing that I have to live with, and I got to be very careful for myself.
Okay.
And then
and
do you think there's a possibility that I might move later this year? Because I am selling my place, and I'm looking at
so
locations
That's a whole new question, and if you want to call me back tomorrow when I'm doing the program live again, we can do that. But my little program here is not designed to be a full interactive session. It's really just to answer a specific question.
Yeah,
and normally
I
only spend about 3 or 4 minutes with a person, so I've spent a little longer with you because I really wanted to get to that with you.
But
I'm sending you lots of love and lots of blessings, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, have
See
a
you
blessed
later.
Day. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas. Or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.